Today's episode is brought to you by Lufthansa. Time flies comfortably when you're enjoying every minute, every detail, and every little indulgence on your flight. Lufthansa. Nonstop you.
How Oculus Touch gets the grip on virtual reality.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello, this is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And if you haven't tried Oculus Touch yet, now this is new out from the famed virtual reality company Oculus, and it essentially is bringing your hands into the third dimension, finally, according to many people. There is something to be said about the ability to actually reach out and touch something. The new Oculus Touch has been out for a week with controllers that add finger and hand movement, plus physical buttons for games and such. So the question now becomes, is the Oculus Rift the perfect combination of controls and apps for a next level virtual reality experience? Have we finally got to a place where we don't feel as though we're lacking? Let's get the very latest on this. The Wall Street Journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles took Oculus Touch out for a test ride and joins us with the latest. So Nathan, I guess there's something to be said about the ability to reach out and actually touch something, not with a device in your hand, because that's, you know, that's not the same thing. So in moving that out of the equation, how big a difference does dexterity make? How much of a game changer is motion controls?
Let me tell you, it's transformative. Basically, when Oculus Rift first came out in March, you could see a lot of really awesome, you know, beautiful 360-degree worlds. But you couldn't really interact with them the way that you naturally wanted to. Mm-hmm. And now that you can actually reach out and interact with the world around you, you can kind of, you know, touch things and manipulate things and control things. It just opens up a whole new level of immersiveness, and it actually starts to move towards the promise of VR, like actually feeling like you're somewhere else.
Let's talk a little bit about the tech going on inside this contraption. How exactly does it work? Like, how does it track your movement? What's going on there?
Yeah, well, what you have with Oculus Rift, you have two sensors that are placed on your desk, and they're basically little motion tracking cameras. And they track sensors in your headset, the Rift, and then you have these touch controllers, which are sold separately. And inside of those controllers, there is a plastic ring that sits around your hand. You hold on to what's kind of like a little gun grip, essentially, and then you have this ring full of sensors, and it tracks where your hands are in that three-dimensional space. So as you're moving your hands around, you can see where, and there are sensors built in that can track whether or not your index finger is pointed out, whether you're giving a thumbs up, or whether you're making a fist. So it's not full finger dexterity, but it's something, you know, a big step close.
Yeah, it seems like they've made some really big strides there. As far as the interactive experience, does it now compare to, I guess, the main rivals, which would be HTC Vive, PlayStation VR? How does it compare to biggies like those?
Yeah, I think it actually surpasses what HTC has done with Vive and what Sony's done with PlayStation VR in terms of you know, the capabilities of these touch controls. With HTC and Sony, you're basically holding a plastic wand, and there are some buttons and there are some triggers, but it always feels like you're holding on to basically a plastic tube, because you are. Mm. With touch, you can actually move your fingers, and you can move your hands around without feeling like you're going to drop the controller, because literally if you move your fingers in that same way, you would drop the stuff from Sony and HTC. So on this specific area, I think Oculus is a kind of one up to the competition by giving you, you know, more options and what to do with your hands. So that could be something like you're standing in a virtual elevator, you press a button, or maybe you're picking up something, or, you know, you're actually pulling a trigger and shooting a gun, whatever it is. You point to an object that you want to manipulate in a game. You can do all these things, where in the other ones, it just requires button presses.
Gotcha. So, you know, the tech is really getting where it needs to be going. But let's talk the games, though. What are we looking at in terms of games, what's offered, and maybe some of the innovations that have come with them due to this new technology?
Yeah, well, at launch, there's more than 50 games for these new touch controllers, and that's this month. Next year, they'll have dozens more that are built for these touch controllers as well.
Wow.
And that's a big, big, you know, progression from where they started. Back in March, they had a couple dozen titles. Most of them weren't that exciting. Now there's really good stuff to play. One of my favorites is called Super Hot, and it's literally a game. It's a shooter, and you're kind of in different locations, and you have people that are running towards you, and you have to, you know, fight them. You have to punch them, use swords and guns and things like this. And the whole game is frozen unless you move. So every decision you make, every movement you make, lets the, you know, the adversaries come towards you. And it just really feels like a game that was built for virtual reality. It's an experience unlike anything I've had in any other game, where you're controlling time with every single movement of your body, so your entire physical being feels as though you're the controller. Another game that I absolutely love is a Wild West shooter. You're basically shooting ghouls and goblins and zombies. It's called Dead and Buried. It's a total blast, and you have to duck and dodge. You basically have to hide behind virtual boxes and barrels, and you're on a train car that's moving. It's a total blast. There are other experiences that are really fun, too. There's a game called Hollow Ball, and you're basically playing kind of a neon virtual version of racquetball. And that one's a total blast, too. And then there are games where, like, you're performing surgery. There's another game where you're actually, like, preparing food and feeding it to zombies. So there's all kinds of fun stuff that's opened up because of these touch controllers that really wasn't available before.
We're talking Oculus Touch with Nathan Olivares-Giles, and you're listening to The Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing.
Today's episode is brought to you by OnePlus, maker of the new OnePlus 3T smartphone, the next generation of the year's best-reviewed phone. Featuring industry-leading processor speeds, 16-megapixel front and rear-facing camera, up to 128 gigabytes of storage, and a premium all-metal build. Plus, the OnePlus 3T has Dash Charge, an exclusive technology that sets a new benchmark in charging speeds. A quick half-hour charge will give you a full day's worth of battery life. Make it yours without a carrier contract at OnePlus.net.
Thanks, as always, for joining us. So, Nathan, it all sounds like next-level stuff, but nothing's perfect, right? What are the downsides, or if any?
Yeah, there are a couple downsides, and I think the biggest one to start with is still price. It requires, Oculus is asking a lot of you if you want to get into this stuff. You need to spend about at least $1,200 on a PC dedicated to your gaming. The Rift headset itself is $600. And these touch controllers are an additional $200. So all in all, you're going to be dropping a couple grand. And that's a lot to ask of people to get into this sort of thing. But, you know, if you want to be on the cutting edge, this is where it's at right now. My hope is that over the next few years, it comes down to be really affordable. But right now, it's still very niche and very expensive. These touch controllers are new. So going forward, the major games are going to work with these things. And that's fine. But a lot of the older games, there's a great one called Eve Valkyrie, where you're basically in outer space, and it's kind of as though you're in like a Star Wars style X-Fighter and, flying around the galaxy. That one still requires the use of the old control system, which was just an Xbox controller. So it's still fun. But there's a lot of great games that don't work with the new touch controllers because they came out before they were available. So there are some downsides there.
Very good. Nathan, thank you as always.
Yeah, always a pleasure.
We've been speaking to the journal's Nathan Olivares-Giles. You can check out more at WSJ.com. That wraps it up for this edition of the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.